you're a Seattle movie fan, you probably know the Egyptian Theater on Capitol Hill. For years, it was the home of SIFF, the Seattle International Film Festival. It was also one of the city's indie cinema showplaces. But last year, cinephiles were shocked when the theater's commercial operator lost its lease. The Egyptian closed its doors. Well, this weekend, the Egyptian reopens with a 3-day cinematic celebration. SIFF has taken over the lease on the building. The nonprofit group will run the Egyptian, along with the Uptown Theater on Queen Anne, and year-round centers for independent film. Marcy Silman met up with SIFF co-directors Mary Baccarella and Carl Spence outside the Egyptian to get the tour.
Hi, Carl.
Hello. I'm opening the door, and I see Mary approaching as we speak.
Let's start where you would come in when you come see a film.
Okay.
So the thing we've kept the same here, the Egyptian motif, that's the original painting that an artist painted in 1980 up in the alcoves. And we renewed the gold. And if you come in here, you can see the biggest change in terms of the ambiance is that we've added the SIFF blue.
Wait, SIFF blue? This is your color?
That's our color, if you've noticed, at the Uptown or in the Marquee or the SIFF Film Center. Or if you look on our website or our business cards or anything, that's the SIFF blue.
Is taking over the Egyptian, was that a risky decision on your part?
It was a thoughtful decision on our part. We thought it through very closely. But the thing is this is our home for the festival. It's the largest venue for a festival, so it just made sense to do it year-round.
So you've changed the colors. What color is it now?
It was pink before, and now it's white and gray and touches of SIFF blue and gold around also.
Carl, when did you take over this building?
Well, we used it for the festival, so we did a little bit of work in May, but really the bulk of it's really happened in the last month.
Whoa, there's things on the ceiling. What is that?
So this is also a work in progress because we're adding more ambient ceiling lighting. You know, it actually looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good, and now that you mention it, it's true that it used to be really dark when you walked in.
Right.
So we've now got our branding, obviously, for SIFF and the Egyptian, but if you see up here, we also have, it's supposed to be a stained glass kind of look to match the stained glass that's out front and the leaded glass
and in
the SIFF blue, of course.
How many does this theater seat?
Around 450 downstairs, and upstairs is about 120.
When you think about this particular building and its place in sort of Seattle cinema, you know, what comes through your mind? What's besides the numbers, what's the emotional pull to relocate here, or at least to co-locate here?
Well, I'd like to speak personally, actually. I think artistically and the history, that's certainly Carl's bag, but personally, I was introduced to SIFF and the Egyptian in 1988, and my two seats are right there that I came to the festival 5 times a week, and I also live on Capitol Hill. So this is, to me, forgetting about SIFF, and I'm not, but it's our coming home, and it's where I started with SIFF, and SIFF's been in my heart, and now I'm here at the helm with Carl, and it's just an amazing thing that we've done.
Carl, one of the things that I think happened when the news broke that this theater was going to close was this outpouring, not just from the Capitol Hill community, but that in general that existed. But I think the film community had not just Mary's personal attachment, but this theater means something to cinephiles, doesn't it?
I think so. It's been such a great place for not only films, but filmmakers to show their work, and people to, you know, there's so many different films. I remember seeing Steven Soderbergh on this stage. I mean, it has this amazing stage. So you just remember, you know, it's a great place to see a film and have a conversation or a Q&A with a filmmaker. So whether it's Tilda Swinton, Steven Soderbergh, or, you know, Ang Lee, or Lynn Shelton, who's grown up showing all of her films here at the Egyptian. It's a great place. I mean, I was my first job started here with the festival at the Egyptian back when I was 23 years old. So it's sort of, you know, I've grown up here as well. But it's, you know, it's not just this, it's sort of a cathedral of cinema versus just a black box space. It's got character and an amazing architecture that you just can't build in a new theater. So it adds to the experience of seeing a film. You're not just seeing a film on the screen in a dark room. You're seeing a film, and you also have this amazing proscenium surrounding it and the columns and the Egyptian motif.
What I'm hearing now is that your job is running a three-ring circus. You're like the P.T. Barnum of film now, Carl Spence.
There's a lot to film. We have a great programming team at SIFF to help, but it's a lot of fun. But, you know, to be honest, we don't have enough screens to show all the things that we'd like to show. So
it's... So world domination.
You know, they don't all have to be as big as the Egyptian theater, but, you know, because it'd be nice to be able to show things for more than a week.
And the money woman's like, no, this is it, huh, for you for now.
I'd like to get it open. We'll see how it goes.
The Money Woman, otherwise known as SIFF co-director Mary Baccarella, and Carl Spence, speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman. The Egyptian Theater on Seattle's Capitol Hill reopens under SIFF management this weekend. There's going to be a gala celebration of some favorite movies from the Egyptians' three decades as a cinema, and showings are free or $5. You can check out the SIFF webpage for details.